Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you missed the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Boomer and Gio.
BT and Sal.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the fan.
On the fan.
On the fan.
On the fan.
WFAN, New York.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. You can always check me out at Hoff, WFAN, on all of your social media. That's X, that's Instagram, that's TikTok, all that good stuff and more. And you always can catch me on the fan as well. Monday through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with BT and Sal. Saturday mornings, usually between 2 and 5 a.m., or other random hours, depending on what's going on that day. Plus the Rico Brogna podcast, if you know that, with Evan Roberts. If you guys are Mets fans, you'll know me from that as well. And also, if you travel with the Giants, you'll see me there. So there's a lot to see of Mr. Pete Hoffman. That's me, a.k.a. Hoff. Now, a couple things. Shane Bowen got fired yesterday, and I know a lot of fans are saying it's about time. The collapses on the road for the New York Giants have been brutal, to say the least. 10-point leads, and I had this conversation with Lomas Brown from the Detroit Lions. I ran into him on Sunday when we were in Detroit, and he was like surprised how the Giants are playing. And I'm like, yeah, they have been in every single football game minus like one or two for the entire season. I mean, you talk about one of the most exciting seasons the New York Giants have ever played. this has got to be one of them. Now, the end results are absolutely terrible. But as far as excitement goes, as far as offensive play goes, as far as big plays go, this has got to go up there as one of the best seasons in the past 10 years. And that's just on the field. That's not the record. That's on the field. So, but the biggest issue, though, and like I said, it's that fourth quarter. It's called the 10-point lead syndrome that the Giants have. They can't hold it. They just can't hold a 10-point lead. No matter what it is, they can't figure out a way to hold a 10-point lead. And that's what happened again on Sunday. And he laughed at that, and then guess what happened? Fourth quarter comes around. They have a 10-point lead. They actually lose the 10-point lead. They gain it back, and then they lose it again. And that's just been the microcosm of the season is they cannot hold on to leads. But, you know, Shane Bowen had to go, and who knows who else is going to have to go at some point in time with this staff. It makes you think of, you know, Brian Daboll was the scapegoat of this team. Obviously, he was the head coach of this team. But nothing changed from Kafka to Daboll. And I don't know if there was anything going on with the fact that Daboll was trying to hold on to Bowen, but that's something that had to change. And I heard rumors from last year that Bowen should have been gone, you know, because last year the defense wasn't that great either. But it's not that they're not great. It's that they are depleted. You know, you have a lot of good defensive linemen. You have, listen, you put this together. Think about this. Brian Burns is one of the best defensive edge rushers in the game. You have Dexter Lawrence, when healthy, is elite. Kayvon Thibodeau is okay. Abdul Carter's a young kid. But you have Okereke, who makes a lot of plays. And then you have, you know, Nacho, who comes in there and makes some big plays. Alexander had two sacks last game. So you're having some really good defensive games here and there. And there's a lot of pressure on the quarterback. But when you have a guy like Paulson Adebo who gets hurt, Cordell Flott can't play, your secondary turns into an issue because the backups on the secondary, the reserves, are just not at that same level. And that has been the problem with this team, is that the defense just doesn't seem to have enough depth. Now, everyone goes through injuries, so this is not a solely a Giants thing, but that is a problem. When you have, you know, guy like Jahmyr Gibbs just run through the defense and no one touch him, is that on the starters? Is that on the people that, again, Dexter Lawrence wasn't there. If Dexter Lawrence was there, would that play have been called? Would they have been able to prevent that run from happening? I'm sure different things would have taken place with Dexter Lawrence on the field. And that's what it's been all season long, is when the best players are not out there, the Giants defense has been exposed. Is that also the play calling? Is that it could be a lot of different things. We'll find out next week. We'll find out in New England if the defense changes at all. That is for sure. We'll see if this Giants defense can hold the lead, then maybe it was Shane Bowen. But if they can't, then maybe it's just the fact that the depth isn't there. And, you know, that's a personnel problem, right? We've got to get better players or better reserves or other people that can come in and sub in. You know, we've talked about people being disappointments. We've talked about high-level draft picks that have been disappointments. So there's a lot of different issues that when it comes down to the defense, there's some elite players and then there's some that are just completely, I don't want to say stiffs, but they are just, they're not holding up their end of the bargain. When you're an elite player drafted first round, or supposed to be an elite player drafted in the first round, you need to make big plays. And a lot of times the secondary isn't making those big plays. But again, that is just one portion of this Giants team. That's the defense end of things. Because for three quarters, they usually hold up their end of the bargain. And that's the most frustrating thing is, it's the tail end of the game that's really where the collapses come. And that's something that's got to stop. Now, that being said, you go again, like I said, on the offensive side of things, this offense has been clicking. Brian Daboll and Kafka this year The offense has been clicking. The offense has basically found a way to score. The only time it didn't really find a way to score was in Washington that first week of the season. That was an issue. And you could say maybe Kansas City too. Maybe there was a couple dead plays with Russell Wilson. You know, that was a little frustrating. But you go back to the Dallas game, the first Dallas game that they played week two. Like, Russell Wilson lit it up. It was a great game by the Giants offense. And for the most part, that's what you've seen is a Giants offense. Even if they've been stifled here and there, they still score opening drive or first quarter. With Jackson Dart specifically, they scored almost every first quarter, I believe, or every opening drive. Even Jameis Winston against the Lions. They had no problem going down there. And again, trick plays, whatever it takes, you got to score. And they've been finding ways to score. It has been a battle of an exciting offense versus a lackluster fourth quarter. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And everything kind of just like shifts and turns upside down. But you can't look at the season and say it has been a total waste. There's been a lot of good things. Wandell Robinson has come out to be, and I don't want to say an elite wide receiver, but a more useful wide receiver than he's ever been. They've been able to get the ball to him a lot more. They found ways to, use him in a skill. Like, you know, he's a short guy. He's a small guy. And that's all I ever hear about is, oh, he's too small. He's too small. I mean, that's a slot receiver. That's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be small and fast. And that's what Wandell Robinson is. And he has been able to be better than advertised from previous years. Now, can we continue this up? And now think about this with Malik Nabers coming back next year, healthy, with a Cam Scadaboo, with Theo Johnson being another year older and being able to hold. Listen, Theo Johnson, beginning of the season, dropped a lot of passes. But now if you see with Jameis, you know, he's slinging it in there and Theo's making a lot more catches. I'm not sure if it's the way that Jameis throws compared to Jackson. Regardless, Theo's made a lot of progression this year. In a positive way, and there's a lot of excitement to go into next year. And guess what? The Giants are going to have a top pick. So all this awfulness that's been going on with the Giants, you could sit there and see the positives. You may have a new head coach. You may have a new GM. There's a lot of ifs. You may have a lot of different things going on. Who knows? But with these next five games, you're going to find out a lot. You're going to see if Kafka continue to keep that offense aggressive and score, and if they can find anything from that defense whatsoever, maybe this is the staff that comes back next year with Jackson Dart. You don't really want to screw with your quarterback. Look what happened with Daniel Jones, right? Daniel Jones was a quarterback who had too many cooks in the kitchen, right? There was too many different head coaches, offensive coordinators. There was too much of, hey, we're going to change this. We're going to try that with you. It didn't work. And now he's in Indy, and he's killing it. And you have Jackson Dart, who year one with Dable and Kafka have been fantastic. He's been fantastic. The biggest issue is, can he stay healthy? That's really the only issue with Jackson Dart's game. It's not about his play on the field. It's if he can stay healthy, and he's got to learn to protect himself. Well, to change the coach next year may not be the smartest idea, because you already have that connection with the head coach and the quarterback. So we'll see what happens. But again, too, you can't knock anything. Like, if there's a high leverage coach available too that can come in and just really lead this whole entire team, which is part of the thing, is you want to have. I heard Lane Kiffin, right? I know obviously he signed a contract with is it LSU now? I forget who he signed with. But regardless, he signed a major contract. There was rumors, bringing Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin to come in to coach Jackson Dart and the entire Giants squad would be stupid. Yes, you want a guy like Lane Kiffin to be working with his old quarterback. That's fine. But you don't bring him in to be the head coach of a team because for one player, that's just stupid. You can't do that. You have to worry about the whole entire team. You can't just worry about one player. And that's why, you know, right now, Kafka's working well with the quarterbacks and the offense. Let's see how he does with this defense as well. Let's see what they could do with this defense the next five games.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you. Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Now quickly onto the Jets. I wanted to talk about them because to me, Aaron Glenn has not shown any signs of coming back, any signs of a reason why to come back next year. I know all the stuff that's happened with him in the media, and we've gone past that, and it's fine now, whatever. I think he's learned he's got to treat the media a little bit better. And it's not about the media. Who cares? Like, you know, you could say what you want to say, but when asked simple questions, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. And Aaron Glenn has made a more of an issue for himself than he needed to. But whether it's the talent, whether it's the schemes, whatever it is, this Jets team has nothing right now. Absolutely nothing to look at and say, ooh, this team has some positives behind it. You look at Breece Hall, a guy who, you know, was talked about being traded before the season started, potentially being traded during the deadline, and he's still here, and I was happy that he was still here. Yet, he's made some mistakes. And in the beginning of the season, you saw Aaron Glenn say, Xavier Gibson, we're going to make an example out of you. You need to protect the ball. You need to do positives for this team. Otherwise, you can't be on this team. If you don't do your job, then you can't be on this team. And that's the last time we've seen any sort of discipline from Aaron Glenn. So, false narrative from Aaron Glenn. If you want to tell us that you need to do your job to be here and we don't take things for granted, and if you're not doing your job, then you can't play here, then treat everyone that way. Then you should have shipped Breece Hall off. You know, you should have shipped Quincy Williams off. You shipped his brother off, Quinnen. Should have shipped Quincy off as well, because Quincy's had some rough games. He had some bad penalties. There's been a lot of issues defensively for this Jets team, and penalty wise, you know. So let's just ship them all out. But no, that's not the case. They don't even sit quarters or halves. You know, at least when you look at the Giants and what Mike Kafka did with Abdul Carter, whether it was right or wrong, he made a point. Abdul Carter, you're a starter, you're sitting. 2 weeks ago at home, he was absent that first drive of the game for the defense, that first defensive stint. Where was that with Quincy Williams? Where was that with other players for the Jets? I don't see that at all. So it to me, that's a fake narrative. That's a fake tough guy. Almost like, hey, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, but then not go through with it. Like, lead by example, not by talking. Don't do it once and then not do it again. I understand it's easier to get rid of a special teams guy that's like a 53rd man on the roster. You could always find somebody else there to go in there. But if you're going to do that, then find other ways to discipline your players that you don't have to cut guys. Just say, here's the deal. You're sitting a quarter. End of story. You screwed up. We need you out there, but you haven't proven that you could be out there and be, you know, at high level and be locked in at all times. Don't make stupid plays. End of story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I need to see more from Aaron Glenn in these next five, six games for me to say that I want him back. Because so far, it's a lot of fake noise from Glenn. No offense. And I like Aaron Glenn. I think he can be a good head coach. I don't think that the Jets, though, are – like, this is the last first-year head coach the Jets should hire for quite some time. And I'm not saying it's because Aaron Glenn's going to work out. I'm saying because – I'm tired of watching first-year head coaches completely fail, right? Like, Rex Ryan was the last good head coach for the New York Jets. That was it. But Todd Bowles was here, and we ran him out of town. He's doing well in Tampa. Then we had Adam Gase, terrible. Robert Saleh, I liked Robert Saleh. I wanted him here. It was awful. Job by upstairs, how they handled, whether it was, you know, catering to Aaron Rodgers or how they catered to Zach Wilson or whatever the case is. Robert Saleh never really had a great chance, but I'm telling you right now, Robert Saleh may have another chance in the NFL. He may do well. He's good. He's a great defensive coordinator, that's for sure. But they don't know how to bring in head coaches. It's time to bring in a head coach that actually knows how to function a team, a function, a franchise, who is not going to sit there and again, this is a Woody Johnson thing, not going to bow down to Woody Johnson and just say, okay, whatever you want. No, no, no. I know how to run a team. I've been successful before. I know how to do this. I'm not in over my head. We can't go through that anymore. We can't be in over our head. If Mike Tomlin's available next year, you get him. If Bill Belichick's available next year, you get him. If John Gruden's available next year, you get him. If, like, look at Mike Vrabel, what he's done in New England. Now, clearly, you're talking about a franchise in New England who's had success for quite some time and had a very small window of failure. And during the time Tom Brady left, they tried to get a new head coach after Belichick left. But it was still like there were still some really good core values with that franchise. That winning feel was still somewhat there, even though they didn't win for a while. And guess what? They brought in a top-level head coach who got fired outrageously from Tennessee, and they could use his help. But, yeah, maybe he was always going to go to New England. Maybe he was never going to come to the Jets. Maybe he was never going to come anywhere close to anywhere but New England. But the point is, he was available. And if somebody at a high-level, you know, a high-level coach is available, you got to go get him. So if Mike Tomlin, for some reason, is gone from Pittsburgh, you go get him. It doesn't make a difference that, oh, well, we got to give Aaron Glenn another year. No, no, no. When you see a top-level coach who's won for years and knows how to build a team and knows how to get that discipline that Aaron Glenn is talking about, you go bring him in. So I'm at the point, anybody available next year that's worth a damn, you bring them into the Jets to right this ship. And I know that sucks for Aaron Glenn, and I feel bad. But on the other hand, the Jets franchise needs to change. And so far, it's not. It hasn't. And lastly, before we get end this, I do want to touch one more thing. There's, well, two more things. Hal Steinbrenner spoke yesterday. We'll get into more about Hal. I don't think any of his quotes have changed or dramatically like bothered me from anything over the past couple of years. He says the same thing every single year, and every single year the New York Yankees get back to the playoffs. So you could get pissed by the finances. You can get pissed by what he says. You know, the deflection of, you know, just because you spend money doesn't mean that you win championships like the Dodgers, even though they've been back to back. But he doesn't have any correlation between money and the Dodgers, which is BS. Obviously, money helps everything. And the Yankees spend a ton of money. So that, you know, let's be serious. It's not like they're sitting there having a payroll of $150 million. Their payroll is 300 plus. He would love to lower it. He wants to lower the payroll. He wants to make more money. So to me, when Hal speaks, it doesn't mean anything, because at the end of the day, the Yankees still find a way to get back to the playoffs. Maybe they don't go above and beyond to go and try to win that World Series, but they're in the playoffs. And that enough is for them. They think that that's getting them to an opportunity to go to the World Series. And they went 2 years ago. So we could sit there and say, oh, well, they're so far away. But really, they're not. They're really not. They're always around. They're always in the thick of it. Yeah, sometimes bad luck happens. Sometimes you have to make your own luck. Right now, the Yankees don't seem to want to do that. And finally, with the Mets, I heard a lot of people again talk, you know, hear from David Stearns and very upset about this and go, they better be right about this Brandon Nimmo trade. They better be right. Let me just tell you one thing. Chaim Bloom was somebody who was very a top-level GM who was sought after. The Red Sox got him. And one of the first things that Chaim Bloom did when he took over Boston in that role was he traded away Mookie Betts. He traded away, I believe Mookie Betts was an MVP. I know he won a World Series with the Red Sox. He was an elite level player for the Red Sox. An elite level player with the Red Sox, top of the food chain, elite level ball player in baseball, can play any position basically. I mean, you've seen him over his career. He's played second base, shortstop, center field, right field, you name it. I mean, he's done everything but first base and catch. Maybe he has caught and I just didn't see it, but he's done everything you want defensively. He's a high level player defensively, and offensively he's unbelievable. This year maybe a little wasn't the best, but still, guess what, they won the World Series. That being said, we are making David Stearns out to be like Chaim Bloom. We're making Mookie Betts, or excuse me, we're making Brandon Nimmo out to be Mookie Betts. And that is not the case. Please understand the difference. Brandon Nimmo may have been a great personality, may have been a great fan favorite, which is, you know, hey, I'm a Pete Alonso guy. I want Pete Alonso back. I've accepted the fact that Pete Alonso is not coming back to the Mets. I got it. I understand it. You don't have to tell me anymore. Like, he's not coming back. There's really nothing we can do to sit there and say, well, if this happens, if that happens. No, Pete Alonso is not signing with the New York Mets. It's just not happening. It's not in the cards. He's not a David Stearns guy. Pete Alonso wants a long-term deal. He wants a ton of money, and he wants someone who wants him. David Stearns doesn't want to give a long-term contract, doesn't want to give a lot of money, and hasn't really shown he said we want Pete Alonso back, but he hasn't really shown that he wants Pete Alonso back. Only person that shows it is Steve Cohen when he sits down and says, let's get this done. So Pete Alonso is gone. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. I hate that more than anything else. That's more of the Mookie Betts comparison than anything else. But that's not Brandon Nimmo. Brandon Nimmo is a nice player. He was someone who was a little bit overrated by the fans. But what did he do here? When was he ever an elite player in baseball? He's never been. He was a decent leadoff hitter that never stole bases but got on base. Okay. He was never an elite outfielder, defensive player. We're literally hiding him in left field since last year. Like, where do we sit and say that, you know, whoa, David Stearns, I can't believe you got rid of Brandon Nimmo of all people. I know he wanted to be in the rafters. I know he wanted to play, be only in a Mets jersey. That's fine. That's all good. That's all wishes. But he got paid handsomely by the Mets. The Mets did right by him. Yes, maybe he's not going to be part of this team anymore, and that stinks. But It's not because they didn't pay him. They paid him the money. And he didn't perform. He didn't do his job.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And you could sit there and say, well, he did, though, because look at his numbers last year. Look at the power numbers over the years, how he's developed. I mean, if that's the job that the Mets wanted out of him, then that's a bad job by everybody, because what he was good at to start his career was not what he's been transformed into. And he's not that player. And that's the be-all, end-all. You know, Trent Grisham compared to you know, Brandon Nimmo last year, I would say – Brandon Nimmo had a worse season than Trent Grisham, okay? Trent Grisham had 30-plus home runs. I know he didn't drive in 90 RBIs, but he wasn't asked to do that. He wasn't a top-five hitter on the Yankees. He was the back end of the lineup. So what they got out of Trent Grisham with the Yankees, I would say if you put him in the back end of the Mets lineup, yeah, okay, that's great what we got. But they expect Brandon Nimmo to be a top-four guy in that lineup, and he just was not that. So don't compare Brandon Nimmo and Mookie Betts when it comes down to David Stearns. You know, don't make it like David Stearns gave away this haul of a player and, wow, that's going to backfire. Because if we got a – like remember, Chaim Bloom gave away Mookie Betts for five players that turned into Alex Verdugo and a bunch of guys that are not even on the team anymore. You know, we're talking about Marcus Semien, who's, you know – Gold Glove defender, okay? We die for Gold Gloves. We've been begging for Francisco Lindor to win one for years. We've been saying that, you know, some people think that Alonso's a butcher over at first base. I've been saying he's better than that, but really, he's no close to winning a Gold Glove. You bring in Marcus Semien, who is just a he's basically Jose Iglesias. Let's say he's Jose Iglesias with an upside offensively. Now, he hasn't seen that upside in a while, but he's definitely better than Jose Iglesias. Do you spend $25 million for an upgrade of Jose Iglesias? Not for a 35-year-old, but whatever. At this point in time, he's going to be in and out before you know it. Don't worry about that. But let's stop comparing the let's stop making it out like David Stearns gave away Mookie Betts. He did not. All right. Thank you again for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I'm your host, Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. I'll see you guys tomorrow with more. Enjoy your Tuesday morning on the Fan. If you want to listen to BT and Sal at 10 a.m., you can. Right now, Boomer and Gio are on, if you're listening to this as we post it. But then there's Evan and Tiki. There's, I'm sure Lou Gehrig is going to be on there yapping away and stuff like that as well. Go check us out. And then if you miss anything on the WFN Daily app or whatever, not the WFN Daily app, but the Odyssey app, go back and check it out. There's a new Rico Pronia. There's a lot of things out there. So go check it out. Again, at Hoff WFN, thank you very much. And I will check you guys out tomorrow. See ya.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.